Now, who doesn't love a bit of chat and a bit of Brennan's? Brennan's, today's bread today.
Now, almost 9:30 across in across on the west coast of America. The parties are in full swing, post-Oscars and all of that. People like Leonardo DiCaprio, more than happy.
Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to all of you in this room. I have to congratulate the other incredible nominees this year for their unbelievable performances. The Revenant was a product of the tireless efforts of an unbelievable cast and crew I got to work alongside.
So he's happy he's a winner, and Brian Henry Martin knows everything about every movie that's ever been made. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Just for people who aren't familiar with Leonardo and his success, he survived the wilderness for that movie.
He crawled 200 miles. I mean, it's based on a real-life story. I mean, this is The Revenant. He plays a fur trapper, Hugh Glass, who gets mauled by a bear and then crawls 200 miles for his revenge. I mean, it's a big moment for Leonardo DiCaprio because he's been the nearly man. He's been nominated 4 times before. This was hanging over him, you know, that he was never going to win. He was first nominated when he was 19 for What's Eating Gilbert Grape. He's finally won Best Actor, age 41. And I think everyone was delighted for him.
And what were the other main highlights of last night?
Well, I think Mad Max Fury Road won 6, so it was the big winner on the night. I think the big surprises, there was a few big surprises. First of all, Best Supporting Actor, everyone thought that the Rocky comeback, Sylvester Stallone, would win. He didn't. Mark Rylance won for Bridge of Spies. He's a wonderful actor, British actor in Steven Spielberg's film. So that was a great win for him. Now, the Bag Lady, if you remember the BAFTAs, do you remember the BAFTA controversy with Stephen Fry, where he called Jenny Bevan the Bag Lady because she won the BAFTA for Mad Max Fury Road? Well, she bagged an Oscar last night, and she was dressed as a bag lady again.
was it the same kit?
In the leather jacket and the scarf and everything. She's unashamed. She says, I'm not going to wear a frock and high heels. So that was hilarious. That was funny. But I think, I mean, all the big ones won. Alejandro Iñárritu won for The Revenant. Brie Larson won for Room. All the kind of pre-favorites. I think the big shock came in the best film category, where The Revenant was obviously the favourite to win, but on the night, Spotlight won Best Film.
Yeah, interesting you should say that. I just want to hear from one of the stars of Spotlight here.
To remind us to support and remember the survivors, and also to remember what an essential element of our society long lead investigative journalism is, and I'm just so thrilled to have been a part of that.
So what is he referring to there? And I have to confess, my knowledge of the movie industry is so slight that I'm not even sure who he is. I'm going to attempt the pronunciation.
The actor Liv Schreiber. Who plays the editor of the Boston Globe, Marty Baron, who back in 2001 started an investigation with his current affairs team, Spotlight, that's what they're called, into a massive scandal of child sexual abuse within the Catholic Church in Boston. And it was a sensational story. It was a front page story. They went on to win the Pulitzer Prize. Spotlight is a really great film. I mean, it's one of those films, because it's real, because it's true, because this happened, I mean, it really shocks you to the core. And also a fact, it's a triumph for journalism because it really shows what journalists can do. And so it's a great film. It's back in cinemas now at the moment. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend that you go and watch it.
Yeah, I'm really keen actually to see it now that you remind me that is the one about the Boston Globe. I was aware there was a film. I didn't realise that's what it was called. Certainly I've heard a lot of people remark on it. What about the issue, and I'll just play a clip here, one of the issues in the lead up to the Oscars, Brian Henry, which of course this is a reference to.
The 88th Academy Award. Which means this whole no black nominees thing has happened at least 71 other times. Okay? You got to figure that it happened in the 50s, in the 60s.
It is a major issue, this, isn't it? And there was a shadow hanging over the ceremony because of it.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, the row over racial diversity. Now, this is, you know, like the second year in a row this has happened. So, I mean, I mean, they saw this coming, and they really didn't do much about it, and they could have. I mean, that, we heard from Chris Rock there, who was the host on the night, and everyone thought he was going to come out and roast the Academy, which he did do. He also roasted those black actors who boycotted the ceremony, and I think what he said ultimately was, look, that actually things are changing. Change has to come. And he even made a joke that this year we got a black Rocky. Of course, he's referring to Creed. So there are changes happening, not fast enough. And I think next year, there's going to be such a big focus on this next year that they're going to have to really look at it. I'd like them to look at gender as well, Frank, because when you think about it, only 4 women have ever been nominated for the best film director in 88 years. So it's not just race, it's also gender. And I think that really needs to be looked at.
Yeah, but what you don't want is sort of positive discrimination. That could be the undoing of the Oscars as well.
No, of course it could be, but I think it's endemic of throughout the entire industry. And in the year that it was, they only nominated 8 films for the best film. They could have nominated 10, and if they had nominated Creed and Straight Outta Compton, who were nominated for other awards, this all could have been avoided.
You make a couple of references to Creed, which I'm not familiar with either. What one's that?
Well, Creed is the new Rocky film. Sylvester Stallone comes back and he trains Apollo Creed's son. It's a great action picture, and if you haven't seen it, it's well worth seeing. Frank, now, there were some other big shocks on the night. Can I just say that I was very disappointed. Even though he's a great singer and he's very popular, Sam Smith won for his theme song to Spectre, Writing on the Wall. It won Best Original Song. Now, can I just tell you that I know this song is Nails Down the Blackboard. I mean, for me personally, Sam Smith said that he wrote the song in 20 minutes. He should have spent a lot longer on it. I think it's a dreadful song. And I'm shocked that it won. I'm absolutely shocked.
I know the song and I agree with you on that one. Here's actually Sam Smith, I think, at the podium.
I actually can't breathe right now. Oh, my gosh. Thank you to this man here, Jimmy Napes. To all the nominees, you're incredible. Gaga, you're incredible.
Well, well done, Sam Smith.
Well, no, well done to him. And, you know, he made a very eloquent speech, but he said Gaga there. And Lady Gaga actually should have won that for Till It Happens to You, which was a really powerful, emotional song from the documentary The Hunting Ground. Unfortunately, didn't win.
You mentioned right away at the beginning Mark Rylance and this Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
Here's Mark, a clip of Mark's acceptance speech.
I've always just adored stories, hearing them, seeing them, being in them. So for me to have the chance to work with, I think, one of the greatest storytellers of our time, Steven Spielberg, has just been such an honour.
So, Brian, as you can tell from the conversation with me, I'm not a regular movie goer, and there's 3 movies that I'd like to see.
Yeah, Bridge of Spies is Spielberg's best film in 10 years, Frank. There's no question about that. I mean, Rylance is the greatest stage actor of his generation. He's an English Shakespearean actor. He's won 2 Oliviers, 3 Tonys, 2 BAFTAs, and now an Oscar. He's a 56-year-old former artistic director of the Globe Theatre. He's wonderful in Bridge of Spies. If you watch him in Bridge of Spies, he's playing opposite Tom Hanks. And it's amazing to see Hanks, the movie star, opposite Rylance, the stage actor. And Hanks is, you know, all about kind of fast delivery and fast looks. And Rylance just operates at his own pace. He just takes it really slow. And he does his own thing, and it's captivating. He's a brilliant actor, a very popular winner. But I thought it was going to be Stallone for the comeback story. They love a comeback story in Hollywood.
Okay, well, I now fully understand Creed, and I'm across the Boston Globe one, which is Spotlight. Bridge of Spies, very briefly, what's it about?
Well, Bridge of Spies is really about a remarkable lawyer who found himself defending a Soviet spy in 1950s America. And of course, at that time, you know, during the Cold War, you know, there were calls to hang this guy, and this lawyer stands by the law. And I think what it kind of reminds you of is those great kind of Jimmy Stewart films like It's a Wonderful Life, with just a good man standing up against the bad kind of system. And it's a powerful film, and as I say, Steven Spielberg's best film in 10 years, because, Frank, I wasn't a big fan of Lincoln. I wasn't a big fan of War Horse. I thought those films were overblown and boring. And actually, this is a really great drama.
Brian, Henry, Martin, great speaking to you. I'm sure you need a wink of sleep now, having been up all night. Thanks, Brian.
I'm away for a lie down, Frank.
Cheers, fella. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.